Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Another edition here. The Burnley Dumped, a little bit of technical difficulties out of the gate, but you got Joey D here on the bottom, and you got Mikey V up to the top shelf, up to the left. Gentlemen, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Joey D, hell of a spread that we saw from the DeMars yesterday.
Yeah.
Do we want to dive into that spread that you had there last night?
I mean, if you can compare that to Bear Down Seven Fishes Feast,
wow,
I mean,
that's a whole.
I'm surprised there might be any lobsters left in the Atlantic after this.
It was a little overkill. It really was. It was more seafood. Now, it was crazy. Let me ask
you, how is it overkill when you don't have any comprehension of how many guests there were, Bob? So you're just saying it was overkill just for the sake of saying it was overkill.
One 6-pound lobster for himself.
Mike, you want to be honest?
Me and my brother split this with him.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I would have killed to be there. Yeah, I really would have.
My question is, a 6-pound lobster, that meat's got to be terrible.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Why that? Because it's such a big lobster?
Yeah, the usually you go over 2 pounds, you get a little rubbery. You know, you could get a little rubbery. But this was, this was succulent. There's no question. This was a succulent. I think you got to cook it correctly. You got to be, fresh caught. Killed and cooked the same day, obviously. No flash freezing. Now, that's a big key, too. You know, no frozen nonsense. You got to have it like you get it fresh, you kill it, cook it day of. And then
what kind of price tag are we talking for all those lobsters?
Yeah, that could not have been
the price
tag.
Well,
I'd like to know.
What do you think the over under would be on that lobster?
You can't put a price on family, Joe.
I would say $500.
Oh, are we including all the other extracurriculars?
I'm saying even just for all the lobster. He must have had like 12 2.5-pounders, and then the 6-pound had to be almost 100 just by itself.
15 lobsters plus the one big lobster.
Now, I'll tell you, because I was watching Mikey kill the lobsters, and I got no problem eating the lobsters. I would have a problem. I'd have a problem killing them. It's not for me. I don't have to stomach.
Put them in the pot and they die.
No, Mikey B was cracking the right these things in the skull.
That's not the way to do it. Yeah, no, I mean, listen, you can.
He was cracking these suckers down the pipe while they were still alive before he even put it in with no regard.
The old nutcracker over there.
Oh, yeah.
You can throw them into the pot as is. You could do that. But then what you're dealing with then is that when people are going to eat them, they have to like clean them. Because they got to clean them after they're cooked, which is, in my opinion, not the right way to serve it. We've never done it that way. That's a way to do it. The way to do it, really, the way we've always done it is you flip them over on the belly, and then you make one cut from the mouth down through to the end of the tail.
While it's alive, right? Yeah.
That's by guillotine.
Split them open, and then you scoop out everything and clean them. But that's the right way to do it.
Do they shriek when you kill them?
No. No. Maybe if you dump them in the water while they're alive, but they're dead when we dump them in the water. They're dead.
2 days tree. Yeah, it was pretty vicious stuff going
you
on.
You
put
that on your Instagram?
He sure did. Yeah, he sure
I'm
did.
Surprised he's going to get Insta banned again, Bob. Yes.
Look at this. He really got in there, Da. Look at this, man.
My God.
It looked like, look, it looked incredible.
That's my element. I've been doing that since I'm like 14 years old. Literally.
We put up a couple of pictures up for the YouTube of him holding all the lobsters. Some of them, these things are like bigger than Bear Down. It's unbelievable.
Crazy. Is it, by the way, this whole, what I've noticed really this Christmas, is that an Italian thing to eat seafood?
Yes.
On Christmas Eve, where did that come about? Because I had no idea.
It's a Roman Catholic tradition. You don't eat meat until the day of Christmas. So that's why you have your bacala. You have
Feast of the Seven Fishes. Yeah,
yeah, you have a lot of octopus. You'll have shrimp or prawns. Oftentimes, squid. I mean,
I had to
the
have
bacala is a staple.
We had bacala salad. I had to eat 25 shrimp cocktail easily. Easily.
No. Easily. It don't matter what religion, you are, ethnicity you are, whatever. The Italians do it so much better than everybody. And I'll be the first to tell you that.
I mean, I am privy to say so, yes.
It's not even close. You know how much I would have killed to be at Mikey V's house Christmas Eve or the spread that Joey D had going on?
So what we do, we have some guests who come just for the pre-dinner.
Right.
Because they have other in-laws to go to or whatnot. So we put out the big spread, the charcuterie boards, all the cheese, the meats, olives. Normally we'll do like, you know, like torpedo shrimp, and we'll do like different things like that as well. It's on Christmas Day. And then once they leave, then we start the dinner. And the start of the dinner for us for Christmas is always ravioli. Homemade ravioli to start.
Yeah, the raviolis look good.
They were very good.
A little chopped meat in there, a little chopped meat. Yeah.
I never done any of this stuff, so I don't know. You know, it's always done by, you know, the leaders of the household who are women. But then you go on, you move on to like the chicken cutlets. This year we did chicken parm, which is different than normal. Normally we just do the chicken cutlets. You do, you know, the turkey. You do all the fixings. So you still have that element of the Thanksgiving style kind of Christmas dinner, but chicken, it's incorporated with.
Chicken parm may be like one of the most universal dishes in the world. Like nobody's not going to say I'll have some chicken. Nobody doesn't like chicken parm. Nobody.
Even if you came and you didn't like half the stuff there, everybody would like.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like that's so universal. Like there's nobody's going to. Now, Feast of the Seven Fishes, you could be. No pun intended. You could be lost at sea.
There's a lot of people who would not be touching a lot of that.
A lot of people don't like eat squid like that. Like they eat fried calamari. Like people eat fried calamari, as people call it, galamad. People eat that, but like not everybody messes with, you know, cocktail style squid and bacala salad. Like
salad. Now you know what really grinds my gears, and I was going to put this potentially in my sell segment, but I'm just going to say because we're talking about it now. Is people who order fish, they order fish and they say, I want it to not taste too fishy. It's what are you doing? You don't order a steak and say, I hope it doesn't taste like steak. Like if you're in that realm where you don't like seafood or you're not like a big fish guy, then you know, save yourself. Don't order seafood.
If you're eating cooked fish, though, if you're ordering a cooked fish dish, I think the only fish that like is like always like you kind of, it's like the strongest fish if you're ordering a cooked fish dinner is salmon. I think if you could eat salmon, then you could pretty much, because like you could order sole,
halibut,
swordfish. Swordfish gets a, you know, what's the other one?
Cod.
Chilean sea bass.
Sea bass and black Alaskan cod is delicious.
So like I think the only fish that like I don't think good fish cook should taste fishy, but if you're gonna mess around with some of the stuff like raw wise, I mean I think you have to understand what you're dealing with there.
I saw a lot of turkeys going around. You would think that the turkeys, people would be so done with the turkeys from
Thanksgiving
that it's just, can we just like the ham? I get doing ham. But you would think that we've had enough with the turkey after Thanksgiving.
You have a vendetta against turkey, though. That's well documented.
Yeah, you gotta do too much.
You're not a turkey guy?
Just takes so much time, Joe. It takes so much time, and it's never really that good. It doesn't matter.
He claims he's never had a good turkey, Joe. He claims that's what he says.
I don't want to say anything, but that's a direct shot at Mama Burger there because.
I don't know if that's true, though. I mean, it's any turkey you have. I watch her.
That's what he says. He claims nobody could do a turkey right. That's
got to do the dark meat, Bob. It's less dry.
Well, I do like the dark meat. I like the dark meat more than the white meat. And by the way, that Instagram thing that I put up yesterday, I called Joe yesterday. I was so hot about it. Do you believe the nerve out of my cousin? Did you see that, Mikey V? That was not a joke at all, by the way. This is my Instagram post.
What did he called you out on what?
We went out to dinner for Christmas Eve. We went to a steakhouse, okay?
Oh,
he calls me Christmas Day and says, hey, you know, I just want to let you know, I didn't think you had your A stuff at dinner last night. So is that not the nerviest thing you've ever heard?
In regards to what, though? Like your ordering or your personality or what?
I think I didn't even do the order. It was his fiance's family who I liked a lot, you know, and I asked a lot of questions to them. I wanted to get them very much involved, but I didn't even order. Dad ordered and he did a great job with it. I think just from personality, he felt that I didn't have.
I think your issue is you put on such a good slate time and time again that the expectations for you are through the roof. So your cousin in many ways thinks you're like, you know, you're like this public figure that makes people laugh. You're known for your humor. He probably thought you were going to bring the house down, that you're going to have them all in tears laughing and cracking up, and it just didn't live up to the expectation. But in your defense, that's not, you're not doing a bit. You're not doing an hour stand up. So, I mean, I think partially it's a double-edged sword, Bob. I think you're so good at times that it ends up being the norm that people expect it. You know, that's the cross that you bear, Bob.
If you want your A stuff, tell them to just book a cameo. That's what I would tell them to do, Bob, to be honest.
You know,
I tell them to book a cameo.
The cross that you bear is being exceptionally good. And you know what? There's very few, Bob, that in their own field that have lived up to those, like, you know, Jordan, you have some of these guys.
Appreciate that.
I'm not comparing you to Jordan. I'm just saying, like, once you're at that level where the expectation is set time and time again, it's hard, but you got to bring your A stuff all the time.
This must be like what it's like for, like, Chappelle when he goes out to dinner.
Yeah, he's talking about setting the bar up.
Imagine he just has an off night. Everybody has an off night.
But you know what? Right. Looking back on the night, because I thought about it after the call a lot. If you asked me, I would say I had my B stuff. I'd be the first to tell you. So I don't think he was necessarily lying, but to make that, I mean, I was getting his fiance's parents involved. I was asking them questions.
Well, that's the thing. But I think also, if it probably was a different crowd or company, your cousin probably wouldn't have said anything. Like, if it was Jason and me or someone,
I think that's
else,
fair.
He probably would have been content
I
with
think
the
that's
B
fair.
Stuff. But for the first time meeting his fiance's family, he wanted you coming out, you know, guns blazing.
I mean, that what kind of expectation is this?
Who does that, though? Who makes that phone call?
Yeah, that's insane. That's insane.
How crazy is that? He wasn't even joking either. He was dead serious.
This is a problem you may be running into more often than not.
I mean, come on, man. And you know what the truth of the matter is? My cousin had his A stuff going, not the cousin who called, okay. But he was on fire. So, you know, I just really kind of let him, when he's rolling, it's like, I wasn't going to take that from him. You got to let the young man roll a little bit. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you got to let the others hold the torch and let them do their thing, right? It's not always a one-man show. But yeah, listen, Bob, I feel for you, but at the same time, I mean, I get it. I get it. When we go out, I just expect you're going to be good at time and time again. I will say your record is pretty flawless. There's maybe, of all the times Bear Down we've gone out, there's been maybe one significant time where he's been bad. And in my defense, too, I think I'm putting up a really good record. There was one time I was really bad. And Bob.
But the time that I was bad, it was a political move that I was making.
He was trying to bang the HR manager.
Oh, and there it is.
Well, we don't work there anymore, so let's just call state to state. Bearden, he thought that by getting in good with the HR manager, that he could run amok and do whatever he wanted and never get in trouble.
We got some dirty laundry. This guy will air it.
I'm sorry, Bob. We don't work there anymore. It's been 2 years that you worked. The bottom line is there was all sorts of people, and he just submarined himself. Like, you know, like, to this person, and it was just so evident what was going on, and it was a bad performance.
It was bad. There was nobody else there.
I don't know how much pull it got him.
If you go out like now, like if like me, and, I don't know. If I go out to dinner with a group of my friends, that happens so rarely. Like if it's just the guys, if that happens, like. I think there's just so much. It's different though now because it's like most of my friends are married. Most of my friends have kids. If there's ever a guy's night dinner, like the amount of energy pent up to go out for that dinner and the conversations that occur, it's like you don't need to. There's no need to try and accentuate or do anything to aid in conversation because it's like the floodgates are open, the animals are removed from the cages, and it is just no holds barred. Who's in a position? I'm going to be honest. If I was out in California with you guys and I was single and I would go out, if I was going out to dinner every fucking four nights a week with you guys, I got to be honest, by the fourth night of the week, I'd be like, hey, we're here again. Like, what the fuck? Like, it just doesn't hit the same. You know what I'm saying? That's not an insult, but like, I think expectations have to be tempered a little bit because what are you supposed to, give a Jordan flu game performance every time you go out to dinner. When you're going out to dinner 5 days a week, I see Bob tagging fucking Rayos of Hollywood. That's not a fair expectation, guys. That's not fair.
Just kind of like, look, I don't want to pat myself on the back. I think it's been patted enough here today, and I appreciate that, gentlemen. But something that I always try and do at a dinners, and it's a pet peeve of mine of people who don't do this, and I see it a lot, is when I'm talking, I try and give the eye contact to everybody. Have you ever run into a thing, Mikey V, where like maybe not a friend or somebody that you see, you're out to dinner with Holly, and they're talking to you, but they're just looking at you. It's like they're not even looking. You know what I mean? I think it's such an immature. I think it says so much about
next
somebody.
Level awareness, Bob. That's very high, you know, social intelligence. And for, I will say, for the amount that we bang you for being clueless in other regards, your social and emotional IQ is off the charts.
Joey D is the king of the backhanded compliment.
Bro, that's a very good compliment.
He is the absolute king of the. He will set you up and then.
It was like the guy who'll kiss you on each cheek from the front and stab you in the kidney in the back at the same time.
That is outrageous that you guys would make.
You know, Bob, for as much as we bang you about being a total fucking incompetent moron,
I didn't say that.
Just through the roof sometimes.
And I will say, there's times where Joey D knows what he's doing. He knows the shit. Like, for example, on the golf course, he'll do things like if you're about to hit a putt and it's a big putt and he's going against you, he'll be like, wow, Bob, this is a big putt. Like, he knows what he's doing there. When he does that, I think it's totally innocent. I don't think he's
even... I was trying to give you a compliment.
I know. That's why I think it's innocent. I think he was really trying to give me a
compliment. Oh, no, he was. Yeah. Yeah. It's just
I think my academic IQ, if we all took the SAT, I am certain... that it would be putrid. I think I got a good social IQ. I think academically wise, I do think it'd be bad. Tell you
Bob goes out of his way to give eye contact.
He's exceptionally good.
He goes out of his way. Like I see him and like he dips his neck and like he'll like dip his neck to like look you in the face. Like if somebody's over here and then he's got to switch over here, he'll do like a neck dip just to give you that contact. Pepper is really, I mean, I've seen it done. I've seen him at dinner multiple times. He literally will like, he'll contort his whole body. I'm not doing that. I'm going to be honest. I don't do that because I don't know. My luck.
You're pretty good socially though, Beardown. You have good social life.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying I don't, but Bob really does try to go out of his way, I would say, in social settings when someone is talking. Bob will reposition. He really will do that. I've seen him
duck and dive.
Yeah. Yep.
Looks like he's doing boxing training. You know where they're just, you know.
But Joe, you take Nicole out to dinner. You go out with your friends. You don't want them just looking at you the whole time.
I agree.
It's
I
so
agree.
Rude. You know.
I agree,
but yeah, I think you do a good job of it, Mikey B. I really do. If we took the SATs here today, okay, I'll be the first to tell. I'll admit myself. Joey D versus Mikey V SATs. Who do you think is scoring higher on that SAT?
It'd be close. I think Mikey V is a very intelligent individual, very well learned, well spoken. I also too think though there's a lot of things. Now if we're talking about biochemistry or quantum physics, like I'm not knowing that, but like
I don't know if they have that on the SAT, Joe.
Yeah, basic I don't remember
geography,
that.
basic historical knowledge. I feel like I'm pretty well into now the area. And this, actually, I'll keep that because it's going to be part of our top five. There's one area that I feel like I could definitely excel in or work on more, but I feel like I'm pretty well-rounded.
That's going
to
be
I got to tell you, Bob, there's this – I went to Nicole's house for Christmas Eve. They had this little three-year-old cousin. The kid's genius. I'm not even joking. They asked this kid some questions. I'm like, legitimately, and I'm not – I was like, I don't know if Bob would know some of these questions.
Thank
like,
you very much, Joe.
No, they asked him, like, what is the Vietnam – flag look like? And he goes, it's red. And they said, what's on the flag? It's a star. Oh, what's the capital of Russia? You know, he goes, Moscow. What's the capital of China? Beijing. Like, this kid was brilliant. I kind of wanted
Mike,
to test him.
Mike, let me ask you this. No. Honest Vegas odds, okay? Honest Vegas odds. You and Joey D each sit down for the SAT. What does Westgate Sportsbook put the line at, you think?
Probably, I would say me minus 175, Joe plus 205.
Joe, you think that's a good I don't think Joey D likes
minus
that
175.
Line.
Joe, that's not like, it's not like a minus 400. Like, if it was me against Bob, I'd say I was minus 550.
I put you over me at like minus 125, minus 130.
That's fair. Okay. That's fair.
I think you're very smart. I don't know, like, there's certain things, like, I feel like you're very smart. I don't know, like, the extent of that, but maybe we need to do that, Bob. Maybe we need to actually
have an SAT. Academic decathlon on next week's episode.
I'd be very
curious. That'll be exhilarating.
I'll host it and ask you guys questions. I actually think that would be terrific.
You could put, like, the check mark on our box, who gets it right.
I got to be honest. If you're asking, like, rudimentary questions from, like, fifth grade, like, when I watch that show, Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, they ask the most insanely off-the-wall questions that, I got to be honest, I don't know the answer to these questions. I don't know the answer.
Fifth-grade questions. That's ridiculous.
You ever see the video of me doing the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader filter on Instagram?
Oh, it was hysterical. Yeah.
Couldn't get it. But it was embarrassing.
I
would have been
the same way, though, I feel like, because it's just – that's a trap. I feel
you
like
you guys do that again, Bob. Bob did the one for the Bible. It was so fucking
bad. God, it was so bad. And I'm really trying to give like what I. It was so bad, bro.
But the video went viral. It did great.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did well. But
now, Bob,
rough.
I want to ask you. I know it was a busy week, but did you watch Seven this week?
Fair question.
No, I wanted to get that out. I did not. You know why? It's not a good excuse. I really, Bear Down's not happy.
I mean, man, Bob, this is a segment. We got to do this. It's
getting that look from Bear Down sucks. Poor Dom, man. Like, I'm going to feel for Dom. And there's nothing worse than upsetting Bear Down. You know what I mean? Like, if you ask Bear Down a question that's already been answered, you know what I mean? Or like something that I should know the answer to. Nobody sons me more than Bear Down, and like it just sucks. Like,
like
just,
that older father figure, just so disappointed.
Yeah, I've never really like been like sunned like that. Like, don't get me wrong, my dad is.
Well, I mean, Bear Down, like, we're supposed to have a segment on the show, Bobby Blockbusters. I got a tremendous pinata farm lined up for this week with the Seven. It's fucking tremendous. It's tremendous. And now it's going to go all by the wayside because Bob can't stick to the syllabus. We're trying to give Bob a syllabus.
Oh, wait. Now what do we do? Do we double down? Do we give him another one?
I'll tell you this.
No, I'm going to give him another one. He can't keep up week to week, Joe.
I will watch Seven tonight.
Okay,
1,000%.
Okay.
1,000%.
Now, Monday Night Football tonight, you're going to skip that tonight.
Well, I'm going to have to watch it before. I'm going to have to watch it before.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
But you're right. I mean, that's got to be done, and it will. I'm watching this White Lotus.
Yeah, Holly,
right? No.
It's really the problem is I always fall asleep, so I watch it every in like 15-minute intervals. Yeah. So it just takes me. I'm still on season 1, episode 2, but I'm
Joey D, you're a Star Wars. You're a Star Wars guy, semi Star Wars guy.
Yeah.
Andor, Disney Plus, Andor. This is the best Star Wars miniseries. Now I've watched.
Well, is it better than Mandalorian?
I've watched Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett.
I didn't see that.
Obi-Wan. I've watched all three of those. Mandalorian is fantastic. This Andor, Joe, is the best one they put out so far. The acting is phenomenal. It's so good.
Really?
Do yourself a favor and lock into it. Yeah, it's awesome.
Andor.
Awesome. Andor.
I'll tell you what, Disney Plus is a phenomenal purchase.
It is.
And anybody who tells me otherwise just doesn't get it. I was here at my house. We don't have at my home in Canada. They don't have Disney Plus. So I logged into my account. My sister's like, this is great. I mean, just the selection of holiday movies that they had available.
They had a lot.
Yep. The plethora. I mean, anything and everything that you could ask for, they have it. And then they have the individual series and Star Wars and Pixar and Marvel. I mean, it's a great, great purchase.
Bob.
Wouldn't you be so curious to just spend one day in the DeMar household? Let me tell you something, man. If I ever make it into the DeMar household in that living room, I wouldn't say much. I think I would just soak it all in because I'd be so
yesterday with chaos in my house, Bob. Chaos.
I mean, just really, really would be. I just think of like everybody screaming like from each other. Like, you know what I mean? Just like I'd be so curious to see.
Passionate family, full of love, but also
passionate.
There's the three descriptors of Joey D is passion. So,
the passion.
Was the other one genuine?
No, not genuine. Unique, passionate. It was unique, third? Passionate, and what was the other one, Bob? Unique, passionate, and
unique, passionate.
Like not
unapologetic.
Unapologetic.
It was unapologetic. That's a terrible one.
Bob, look at Bob with the memory. He's been taking Pinko Belova, I think.
Put it on the board. The Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Life doesn't always go the way you want to, and it doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. That's why BetterHelp.com is here. BetterHelp.com matches you with a licensed therapist. They have matched over 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable, and you don't have to go to a doctor's office or go to some type of building. You could do it all from the comfort of your new home, of your home. You can't go wrong when you go with BetterHelp.com. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS. BetterHelp.com. Change your life today for the better. All right, boys. Well, I do want to get into the Bears. Look, I think I can even tell the people what the top five is going to be. We're going to get that into that later, but I do want to, because I'll be very curious to even what you guys have to say. We are going to be doing our top five New Year's resolutions, which I think we're going to kind of find out a little something about everybody in that. So that'll be good. But in the meantime, I think we ought to get into our buy or sell segment. Fellas, I could go ahead and start it off if you don't mind. Buy or sell, I want to buy this whole seven fishes thing that I saw yesterday. And I guess I just missed it the years prior when people were posting on Instagram. But, you know, you look at Joey D spread, what Mikey V's put together with that whole spread. I would absolutely love to be a part of something like that where it's just a full. I mean, there's not really, I don't think there's a seafood out there that I don't eat. I would love to be a part of that. I mean, I really would. It looks so much fun. I'll be the first to tell you, as a non-Italian, the Italians just, they just do it better. They have, there's a swagger to Italians. They have, they just do it better than anybody. You know, I apologize to my fellow tribe, but we got to call a spade a spade. Buy the seven fishes Christmas Eve dinner. And then let's send it over to, let's do Joey D.
All right. This is, I feel like I keep selling things, but this is just, it's too obvious of a sell for me to not discuss it on the pod. I am going to sell this absolute bozo who is known as the Salt Bay. And I'm selling him fucking hard. This guy. And by the way, Mikey, I think I saw you put something on your story about this. I had already seen it. This guy might be one of the most obnoxious, self-centered, just oblivious individuals I have ever stumbled my eyes upon. He looks like a robot when you see him. The guy looks like an absolute train wreck. The glasses, the fake tan, the teeth, the ponytail. It's a face that is as punchable as you could ever see. His restaurants are dog shit. They're overpriced. If you've ever gone, now I'll be honest, I have never tried it, but I worked in Beverly Hills. They have Nurset.
Perfect.
They have the restaurant he owns in Beverly Hills, about two blocks away from Cut. They were charging prices that were, you know, we were a Michelin star restaurant. They were charging prices that were outrageously more than us for half of the quality that you were getting. I had tons of people talk to me about it. And by the way, this guy is friends with the president of FIFA, somehow has 49 million followers on Instagram for doing a little salt sprinkle on a meat. I mean, what are we doing here, folks? I'm scratching and clawing. Mikey V, you're scratching and clawing. I want to get to 200,000 followers. I'm trying to do everything I can. This guy sprinkles a little salt on a piece of beef. He doesn't even cook it. And the guy's got 49 million, you know, people just jumping on the bandwagon. It's absolutely absurd.
I have to go on the record, just to go on the record for full transparency. I'm not scratching and clawing. Just to put that on the record, I don't think we could say that with a straight
face. You got only something putting videos.
There's people out there that are legitimately scratching and clawing. I'm not going to put myself in the scratching and clawing category.
Yeah, maybe not scratching and clawing. I'm saying that you're putting efforts out. You're very engaged on your social media channel.
This guy's a clown. There's no question.
So, Bob, I don't know if you saw what he did. He showed up at the World Cup.
Joe, I saw it, and it's a great sell. It is
biting into the guy's medals and taking the trophy from the kid and him
and
holding it up. And by the way, good on FIFA. They don't normally do anything good, but they banned him from the next one. I hope they don't let him set foot within 100 feet of the stadiums. The guy's a fucking joker.
I will tell you this too, which I think I, by the way, I sold him a long time ago on the show when I used to do it solo. I did a whole thing about, and I'm sure some people listening will remember, like back when I would do those shows, I thought the whole thing was ridiculous. I thought he was such a gimmick, and he doesn't come off as a very likable guy. He comes off as a very pompous, you know, it's one thing if he came off as a likable guy, he really does not. And I'll tell you this, with this whole thing going around, correct me if I'm wrong, Joey D, but I would think for sure it's got to affect his business. I mean, he's got restaurants all over. I don't see a world where it doesn't affect some people going there, because people would go there for the Salt Bay. I would think it does affect it some way. There's no way it doesn't financially hurt.
Guy's cashed in already. That's the problem. He's got all the money already. He's got all his investments in restaurants. So, like, I think if this had happened prior to him opening a lot of that stuff, yeah, then maybe it might have been more detrimental to him. But the guy is still, who knows how many Instagram followers he lost. He still has 49 million people following him. And it's so absurd. It's just like, who are these people who want that quick fix on Instagram that are that desperate to watch some salt sprinkle on a fucking piece of beef? Which, by the way, he's a butcher. He doesn't even cook the meat himself. He just slices it up and then sprinkles gold flakes and salt on it.
Yeah, you know what, Joey D? He's at 49 mil, but he's scratching and clawing for 50. I'll tell you that. Look at a little smile there.
I'll tell you what, the day that I could ever get to a million followers on Instagram, I won't scratch and claw anymore. I'll tell you that much.
Will you just be dropping your balls everywhere?
No, I would still be Joey D. I wouldn't be a piece of shit like this guy who walks around like his shit doesn't stink.
Yeah, it's the right sell, and I think everybody's. I mean, even he tried to go talk to Messi, and you could tell Messi has no idea.
Wanted nothing to do with him. It was so uncomfortable to watch all those clips. None of these players he was like physically trying to take the trophy out of one of these guys' hands. Like you could tell the player did not want to let it go. You could tell, and like I think that's FIFA. What really pushed FIFA over the edge is because apparently there's like a set of rules about the World Cup trophy that. There's only certain people that are actually allowed to handle
it.
Players, coaches, and like dignitaries. That's pretty much it. And this ass clown who fucking puts gold foil on a steak, who gives a fuck about a steak? I guarantee all three of us have had better steak in our lives anywhere else. This clown is going to pretend like he's worthy of doing that. He looks like a fucking rat drowned in a sewer, right? He's a little pipsqueak Napoleon complex guy. 100%.
He's not even Argentinian. He's Turkish. It's not even
his
home country just won the World Cup, you know?
You know, if you look at it, I'd love to see a side-by-side of the way Salt Bay handled being on the field at the World Cup and Mikey V handling being on the Ohio State Buckeyes sideline. The difference between the two of how that was handled, I think.
I was there to support. See, now that was pregame, and I was there supporting the players to encourage them. This guy only was cashing in once they had won the World Cup trophy. Like, anybody
did that. Okay, now this is going to be a good buy or sell. By the way, people have been loving Mikey V's buy or sell because they're really like something that you could just never predict. So one could say, I mean, look, tough act to follow after the last. It all started with his. He had the Qatar sell and then the Ticonderoga pencil buy.
No, it was Explore, the expedition and exploration and discovery.
Yeah.
And then he comes out with the pencil.
Three, yeah. Folks, our next sponsor is a sponsor that I just so happen to use and take every single day, a product that I use and take every single day, Athletic Greens. You cannot go wrong when you're taking Athletic Greens. I wanted better mental health, physical health, gut health, and that is exactly what Athletic Greens does. You cannot go wrong when you go Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. You can't go wrong. It starts your day right. I do it. I take one scoop of the Athletic Greens, down it with the water, and I am good to go. Mentally, I feel great. Physically, I feel great. After a workout, I use it, and it is absolutely terrific. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/dumb. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Do it with Athletic Greens. You can't go wrong. Mikey B, take it away.
Yeah, well, I got to be honest. I was really – Salt Bae was probably a deep consideration for a sell for me, so I got to go in a totally different direction now. You know what? Man, tough now. That's a tough act to follow. That was going to be my sell. It was going to be Salt Bae. But I'm glad Joe did it. He's 100% on the money about it. What could we do here, fellas?
I can't believe I stole yours.
I'm going to buy something this week. I bought Ticonderoga last week. So I'll sell this week. And I will sell. And you know what's funny? I'm going to sell it. But we're doing it as a top five. But I got to be honest. I got to sell it. New Year's resolutions. I'm selling New Year's resolutions, man. I'm sorry. Bob, it's going to be a great top five. It's going to be a great top five. But I'm selling resolutions. If it takes you as a human being with actual intelligence, with an IQ above 7, if it takes you to wait until January 1 every year to set out and accomplish something that you're looking to do, I got to be honest, you're probably not built to really do much, accomplish much in life, if that's really what you're waiting for. I think it's asinine. I think it's stupid. I don't see any purpose of it. People are obsessed with it. To me, the New Year's resolution is a total clown show. And you know what? I'm going to talk about it more in the top five when I give my most popular five New Year's resolutions as to why specifically each one is just such an utter joke. But again, if you're waiting to one day of the year to start doing something, you probably need to rethink the way you're handling your everyday operation of life. That's my personal opinion. I'm selling New Year's resolution. Never been a fan of them. Never will be a fan of them. And I don't encourage them in my house. I hope my kids don't do them. I'm against them, period.
Joey, do your thoughts?
I mean, I don't know. I've been on that other end where I've waited till January 1st so I can get the entirety of the year to.
You can get the entirety of the year if you start today, Joe. You get the entirety of the year. You just mark the year as December 26, 2023.
Yeah, but I could go back and look
at 2016. The math ain't hard, Joe.
2016 was the year I didn't buy my nails.
Bob's mic went out. He's laughing. So what a resolution that is, Bob. You can't scratch and claw if you don't have any nails, Bob. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's tough. You know what I'm saying, though? You can't say from March 2016 to March 2017, I was good. I didn't bite my nails.
Ooh. I get both sides. Like I totally get like the B side. I really do. At the same time, I get like the fresh slate thing.
Yeah, it's fresh slate.
But every morning you wake up, people. Let me say this right now to all the listeners out there, because I guarantee some of our listeners have experienced tragedy in their lives where they've experienced someone their age or around their age who's unfortunately perished way too soon. Right? Everybody's experienced that at this point in your lives. I feel. If you don't wake up with the attitude every morning that is the fresh opportunity and start thinking of it that way. And I guarantee a new opening, a new window. Now, don't get me wrong. I haven't been to the gym in 3 days. I'm drinking a beer. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So who am I today? But I'm just saying every day you wake up, alive is that opportunity to start fresh. You could accomplish anything you want. I'm just saying, Bob. I'm just saying.
Motivations.
I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be a motivator. It's not about that. It's a simpler thing. These guys, these influencers who try to do all the motivational bullshit, try to overcomplicate it. It's not a matter. It's just getting your ass up and doing something. Like Bob today. Bob went to the gym today. Good for
sure
you.
Good for you, Bob.
Sure. Did you bite your nails today, Joey D?
I sure as hell didn't. I didn't.
Did you bite your nails today, Joey D?
I did.
Well, there you go. It was a good 2016. That was unbelievable.
That was unbelievable. So good.
All right. But I, you know, with this, with the whole, all these New Year's resolutions, I have no issue of jumping. This probably right now would have been the Bobby Blockbuster segment of it. And that's on me. And I apologize for that. It's got to be done. It has got to be done. By the way, anytime Bear Down has looked at me with that disappointment, the worst part about it is he's always had a reason to do it. You know what I mean? Like, he's never given me that look of, like, when I said that I didn't watch Seven, like, he's never given me that look and it wasn't warranted. You know what I mean? Like, I got to be better. You got to watch the movie. People like the Bobby Blockbuster segment.
No, they really do. They really do.
It's like, come on, you know? I get so many DMs about just watch the fucking movie. With
tonight,
that being said,
tonight
I'm watching it. Today, it's probably going to be a matinee film that we're going to watch today to get it before the football game. All right, well, let's get into our top five resolutions. I think this is going to be very interesting. I really do. Let's start off. Let's go with Mikey V out of the gate. Let's go Mikey V out of the gate.
All right, number five, I'll say this is different than my number one. Okay, because my number one is something, but this is different. Number five is starting a new diet. Trendy diets. Trendy diets is number five. People are going to start being vegan. People are going to start being fucking Atkins. People are going to start, what's the other one? They're not vegan, Joe. Vegetarian. There's a difference between vegan and
pescatarian, too. You got and all that?
What?
Pescatarian.
Pescatarian.
That's fish meat. Only?
Fish, but no red
fish
meat.
Fish, but no meat, yeah.
All these trendy diets, that's a resolution number five. Number four, give me smoking, quitting smoking, number four. Huge resolution. Everybody does it every year. They're going to quit smoking. I got a guy at work. He's been saying he's going to quit smoking. He's been saying he's going to quit smoking for the last 20 years. Never quit smoking.
I got to interject here. I thought we were doing our personal resolutions. Did you think
I've
that
never,
too, John?
I've never done one, so I can't participate in that.
You mean to tell me? Do you believe this guy? You believe this guy? Mike,
I thought it was the most popular resolution.
No, your resolution.
There's not.
I've never done one. I don't believe in them.
I'd love to ask Holly and say, Holly, what are five resolutions that you would give for Mikey V?
Wow.
I
give,
she rattles five off so goddamn
I'm sure she would.
You need to tell me that you don't have five things that you think you could work on or you could be better at? That's the whole point of a resolution.
This is all theoretical now, though, Bob.
This guy is absolutely unbelievable.
Joe stopped chewing his nails in 2016. He didn't want to do it.
I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I believe that I got to work on my problems every day, not just one day a year.
Oh, my God.
Do you believe this guy, Joey D? I mean, come on. What are we talking about here?
Number three, stop smoking. Mikey, you smoke? No, I don't smoke.
So the resolution should be top five personal problems that you'd like to work on. But
do you want to work on your diet, Mikey?
No, I don't.
I don't know. I don't know. So you're doing the most common things.
I think the top five most popular resolutions, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where do we go from here, Joe?
How about I give my five, and then you can dwell on it?
I think that's very nice. And then I'll do my five, and then Mikey can think of five problems that he has.
If gun to your head, you had to give five resolutions.
Sick fuck.
Or all hell would break out.
Number five, I got to use TikTok more. That's what they tell me. I got to get
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. We got four more.
Number four, I got to spend less time on the phone. As tough
there
as it
you
is.
Go.
There we go. We are really working with some guests.
Contradicts with your TikTok resolution, but that's neither that's neither here nor there.
Number three,
how are you going to do that?
Number three, I Number three, I would make, yeah, sure. Let's make my diet more consistent. Let's say that.
Oh, we're doing good.
Okay. Number two, take more trips with my family. Number two, I got to do more trips with the family. Number two. And then number one overall, I would say is, number one, I got to just work harder overall.
Work harder.
Yeah, you work very hard, Mikey V. I got to back you up there.
Well, I don't know, Bob, because I don't do resolutions. This is my top five.
I will be honest. We did make some ground there for a moment, Bob.
This
really
is what you got. This is what you got.
All right. I'll give my five here. Mikey, by the way, I feel like we accomplished something here at least. The self-reflection.
Oh, no, I'd like to read more.
Number one is read more.
Yeah, I'd like to find more time to read.
I love reading,
but the problem with reading is, number one, with the kids, the jobs, my regular job, this shit, and just my age in general, once I start reading, the only time I get to do that is maybe very late at night, and I fall asleep within five pages of whatever I read.
I do too.
I need to sleep instantly, but I would love to read more. Number one.
I think that's a great five.
You might even win this thing. You might win something you don't even do, which is crazy. But you might win it.
By the way, there's no wins or losses in the top fives, boys. There's no wins or losses. You know.
Voice of the voiceless would beg to differ.
By the way, I wouldn't be saying that if I was him. He's been winning every single one the last few weeks.
I think last week I won.
Yeah, I think Joe did win.
Mikey V has been on his tear.
He's been cracking those.
I think the problem last week, I think people were very upset. What I saw last week was that people were very upset at the omission of Clark Griswold from both of you gentlemen. That's what I saw as the recurring theme.
If you're gonna point the finger there, point it at Joey D. I think they know not to just excuse me.
By the way, might be go on the record as one of the worst picks in any top
five. You can't say worst pick on a five. It's not like I put Cindy Lou Who.
The fact that she's even in that top five is criminal. Top five for Joey D. Okay. Number five, I'm going to try to get outdoors in the nature more and stop not just being in the household in front of my tablet and my phone and my TV and all my
outdoors
things.
Outdoors more? You play golf for a living, Joe. How the fuck could you be outdoors more? You play golf
There's beauty in nature and maybe more hikes and more, you know, being able to take
it. That's different if you're saying you want to go on hikes or camping. But to say you got to be outdoors more, this guy spends
Hasselhoff. Not being outdoors necessarily, but being out present in nature and like being able to enjoy God's beauty more often, you know?
All right.
He's a guy who doesn't do resolutions giving me shit for him.
Yeah, no, they are yours. Who am I? You're right, Joe. You're right. I'm sorry.
Number four is, one, two, three, four. Number four is going to be to be more quiet. I'm a very loud person. And I think sometimes there's beauty in appreciating silence and just toning it down a bit. You know, I really realized how loud I was, you know, over the holidays. My girlfriend's family, they're lovely. They're quiet. I'm so loud.
Did they tell you to quiet
down? No, they didn't. They love me, Bob. But okay. It's not about that. It's just I recognize my family is so loud, you know, that when we're there, we all project. Sometimes you need to be in a quieter setting to realize, my God, I am a loud individual. I need to shut up a little bit more and be quiet.
I will say though, Joe, anytime we're at a restaurant or something, and it happens a lot where I say, like, Joe, you got to quiet down. You don't really fight me on it. You do wear it. You kind of take it, whether you quiet down or not. After,
but he does.
After
he
that.
Does give you that. He does give you that look, like.
Yes, yeah, he does.
Like, he's just stupefied by what you
said. Like, you're crazy. Yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He does.
That is so on the money, Bear Down. That is really on the.
It is. It is. So true. You pick up on every little thing. That's so true. He does do that.
He's right, 100%.
Like, we're crazy for telling him that. You know what I mean?
Like right. the audacity. For the
yeah, that's exactly right.
Number three is to listen more. I sometimes don't take in or process what people are telling me, whether it's my girlfriend or my friends. I just I just go at a mile a minute and I don't listen. I don't actively listen to people. And I think sometimes, by the way, Ticket's going to have a hell of a time trying to do graphics for these, that he's going to get banged on the graphics for these ones. But
put a big ear, a big picture.
We do have a new Brilliantly Dumb Show intern. We do have what? A new, yes, wow. How have we not known about this?
He's
got to get through interviewed the today, Joe.
Hassrider is not back, I hope.
Whoa, can we give Hassrider a break?
Catching strays, this poor kid. He's been gone for like a year.
He's been gone for a year now. Now he has to go through the interview process, which he absolutely will do. But this guy's created a Brilliantly Dumb Show Twitter. He's got us a blue check mark.
That's the Twitter.
Oh,
yes, he's unbelievable.
All right, I like this guy. I like this guy.
Ticket, actually, the reason that you guys weren't briefed prior, Ticket took the initiative to do that, to have him on board. So it wasn't even me.
So what are we just calling him? Intern?
That's all up to us. We'll discuss that together.
What we're going to call him, because that would be good.
Intern.
Yeah, he needs a good, like the Hassrider, we could never get a good nickname.
Intern
for, like,
works well.
What's his name?
But it's not going to be intern, Joe. No. It's not going to be, no, it's not going to be intern. It's going to be something. Intern. You believe this guy? Like he's fucking Ari Gold, you know?
Can I finish my top five?
Yeah, absolutely.
Been a long top five.
I mean, number three was Listen More. By the way, I think these are very good. Number two is I got to get back into good shape. I did the Swole Cuts for 1 month and I did well. And then I fell off the wagon and I've been eating everything in fucking sight lately. I got to get a better diet. I got to get back to working out regimented workouts consistently, not like a month at a time. And then I go back and then I do 6 weeks and then I go back and then I'm gorging myself. Like it's got to be a consistent, you know, from start to finish, I got to be present with the workouts and the diet and like omitting some shit from my, I say this as I'm eating Linda chocolates and Maynard sweet berries, but like, I'm saying like, I got to be.
Wait, what? Maynard sweet berries?
The Swedish berries. Maynard's.
You could only get those in Canada.
Yeah. He says it like it's M&M's. As I'm sitting here in Lindt chocolates and Maynard sweet berries.
So number two was to get back into being, I used to pride myself on my, you know, my regimen of my exercise. I had a six pack years ago. Now I got a keg. I got to get back into it. I really do. Brandon, why are you looking at me like that?
I just want to know when you had a six pack. That's all.
A while ago.
Like what? When you were five?
No, when I was like in my mid 20s.
Really? That's not easy.
Oh, I'm 36 now. It's been a long time.
Do you know Joey impressive. D? He was homeschooled and he was training religiously to be an NHL goalie. There's a whole background to Joey D that he's told me that sometimes it's like him mentioning it again to where it's like, wow, he told me that, but
I've seen the pictures of him when he's in his 20s. He looked very fit. He looked fit.
Yeah, rave cutsy was a great cutsy.
By the way, look what my sister just brought me.
Wow, look at this. What do we got? You got
fucking 5 days left for the resolution, Joe, so get it in there while you can.
We got Eggs Benedict on toasted focaccia homemade toasted focaccia with pepper jack cheese.
And homemade guacamole.
And homemade guac. Number two, work out more. Better shape.
Right, what's number two?
And then number one for me is going to be... Number one for me is going to be becoming more organized. I feel like there's no rhyme or reason to what I do. Every day I get up, it's a total like one-off. And I feel like, you know, my girl is so fucking, she gets up at 5 o'clock every morning. She's got a routine. She's done more by 9:30 in the morning than I do all day. And I just got to be more organized. I got to have a routine. Bob, I don't know if you ever, I got no routine. You know, I just do things as they come and I got to be more organized. It's going to really help me advance in many, many ways.
I like it. I like it. I mean, that was deep. Like, you could tell that I know. That's
yeah,
a top
five. Those were deep, man.
Those hit deep. I mean, that's what he really, really wants to work on. Now, enjoy your breakfast, Joey D. I thought it was really good. Okay, I'm gonna get going here for five, and I'm not even just saying this for the show, but it does bother me, and I need to get up on it. Not many people's resolution. I know it's kind of a weird one. Five is I do want to watch more movies. I hate being on the out of so many conversations, and I mean, there's so many times during this show where I just go blank, like where I just go dumb, and everybody knows there's nothing that I can contribute to the conversation. So give me that at five. Number four, give me organization. I got organization on there for me as well. I have no idea our next Bob does sports trips, what's going on this month or that. It is so bad. I mean,
thank God we have Perez.
Thank God. If we didn't, it would really, we would be doing it last minute.
Bob and I are just a train wreck when it comes
to that. It's so bad. And then number three, some could say this could fall with the organization. Number three, I got communication. My communication is whether it's with texting, calling people back. For somebody that's on his phone so much, there are so many messages that I don't see that I really should have got back to, or so many different. I'm very, very bad at it, and I'm very cognizant of how bad that I am. There's so many times where, like, I'll have 75 messages on my phone, and I'll scroll back 3 days prior to 4 days prior, and I'll see that I have a text message waiting from somebody that I need to get, like, that's a business thing that I should have gotten back to. And I think about the person on the other end, them texting me and not getting any response back to back to back or whatever, they got to think this guy's such an asshole. Like nobody's too busy to where they can't send text messages back again, especially to a guy that his job is being on the phone. You know, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Bob. You know what phone call you didn't miss?
Huh. I'd say
a call from your cousin about you being better.
Cameo. I'd say show him the Cameo track record. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, I do got a lot. Yeah, appreciate that, Mikey. I thought you were going to bury me.
No, I think that whenever I text you, I mean, I don't want to say that because then somebody may get mad. But I mean, for the most part, whenever we communicate, but I mean, it is different.
Well, Gambler's
Digest. We certain things that we do that are interwoven. We have to communicate with each other.
Gambler's Digest is a special thread, though, Mikey B. It's a special.
I'm not saying that, but I don't think Bob is as horrific as he makes himself out to be. I'll tell you, he's a horrible fucking texter. I'll tell you this.
Nicky Smicks is the worst.
Maybe the worst texter on the planet. If he's listening, Nicky, I love you to death.
I'll tell you else is bad. Jersey Jerry's a terrible texter.
Jerry's
a great caller, though.
Jerry's a call guy. That's correct. He is a call guy. But, Beardon, you get, I don't want to say preferential treatment, but I will. A lot of the stuff is business stuff with you. You're one of my best friends. So it is a little different. There is certain
tiers.
Levels.
There's tiers.
Tiers. That's exactly right. Number two is, and I've wanted this for a long time, and I don't think we're far off. Since the time Joey D and Mikey V have come onto the show, the numbers have definitely gone up, and I've been at it for a long time. I want to, in some capacity, see the Brilliantly Dumb Show be on the charts, on the Apple charts.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Somehow, some way, and I'm telling you, I know different numbers of different podcasts that are on the charts. We're not far off. Something that kills us, and we've been trying to fix for a long time. Do you know the Brilliantly Dumb Show is actually under the computers and tech genre on Apple iTunes? Dead serious. And for some reason, we filed into Apple to fix it. We can't get it off.
I tell you what, Hashride really banged us, dude.
It has nothing to do with Hashrider. It has absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but when you need a scapegoat, might as well go with Hashrider.
This is so sick. Yeah, it's under the computers and tech genre. Honest to God, it makes me sick.
That's insane. That's insane.
That's outrageous.
Well, I think what the new guy could do, if the guy can get us over to, I think we should be sports and comedy, or if you had to pick
even
one.
Comedy.
I mean, fucking anything but computer and tech. Some assholes tuning into this to see what new Android software is.
That's why we've never been on the charts.
He's got us talking about fucking Salt Bae. He probably turns it off within 2 seconds.
I'm telling you, though, if we were in that sports genre, I think we would have seen ourselves on the charts. With the numbers that we do, I really think so. I want to see it on the charts. Okay? The dominoes have fallen. You've seen Joey D do it full time. You've seen Fat Perez do it fine. Number one is by the end of this year, Mikey V will be left with a very tough decision on if he does his 9-to-5 or not. By the end of the year, whether he does it or not is a different thing. But all that I am guaranteeing is that by the end of the year, Mikey V has a very, very tough decision on whether he comes with us full time, leaves the 9-to-5, or still keeps the 9-to-5. What he does with that decision, I don't know. But I want like a family discussion where Holly's got to get involved. They can sit around the table.
Maybe, this is why you have New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. Yeah,
the maybe fact the that Bob put this at number one is completely astounding.
Number one, I'm sure it's a
it really, should be a compliment. The guy really loves
it. I mean, it's the ultimate. It's the ultimate compliment that that's on Bob's radar.
And priority. I could, that is,
I could see the montage for next year. Let's just clock it up.
That's a big moment for this podcast. Come on. We've come a long way, gentlemen.
We have. And we will get to the charts. I think it all starts with we got to get to the sports genre. We have to. We got to.
If anybody can do it,
put us in any other category. You can put us in food. You can put us in sports, comedy, and literally any other thing but that.
Anything. If anyone could do it, I believe an intern.
Jesus, guys. Yeah. It's the sickest individual of all time.
Can we just call him like Mr. X? I think that would be like something like.
Well, I think we all got to meet him before anything. I think we all got to meet him. I had a call with him the other day.
How is he?
I liked him a lot. Yeah, I think he put together, which we're going to put our top moments of the year. He's done all of this without even being asked. So Ticket did take that initiative and did it. And I said, yeah, it was the
good
right.
Good on Ticket. Ticket's really finding himself his wings.
It was the right move. I had no issue with it. Boys, it's been a hell of a year. I love you, boys. I appreciate you, boys. We will see you next time in 2023. That is another edition. The Brill and the Dumb Show. Fellas, we'll see you next time. We'll see you next year.